Hi, this is Pat Fraley, purveyor of Duck, Doug, and Villain voices, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Hello and welcome to GeekCast Radio. This is episode 300 and something. I don't know which 300 and something it is. I'm, of course, Steve Jan White. Joining me, as always, is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello.
And yeah, so you mentioned this topic tonight, and it's kind of funny that you mentioned this because even though by the time people hear this, the writing will probably be done, but as this is being recorded, I have not finished it. What did you say to me earlier today about a topic for GCR?
Of where we draw our creativity?
Yeah, how our creativity drives us. And it's funny you say that because, and I'm always going to do this just because I know it's going to make people cringe, but Nickelback finally released their documentary called Hate to Love Nickelback, and in that, there is a quote from Ryan Peek, and he says,
"You know, when you're making your best work, I think you're going kind of nuts.
Good creativity happens on the cusp of
chaos.
Chaos."
Which technically is the written title of my article that I've been trying to write for the last 3 days. So by the time you said this, I was like, oh, okay, that works. That'll work. But yeah, what drives our creativity? Where would you like to start with this, sir?
So, I mean, the general premise was more or less just the things that kind of spurn the ideas or the drive to continue doing something or to try something new.
Right, right. Gotcha. If anyone has listened to us for the last 15 years, they know we usually give each other bad ideas and we run with them.
I mean, it happens a lot.
Well, you'll say something or I'll say something, and the next thing, like, perfect example is how Pod Meets World came about. Somebody trashed it on the, like, why is this number 50 on the top 100 television? Well, why? And you and I were defending it like all hell on that episode. And as soon as I had listened back to that a couple of years ago, I think it was 2016 or so, I was like, oh, let's do a Boy Meets World, Girl Meets World podcast. And I went and spent like 4 hours creating a schedule. So for me with podcasting, I don't know what else to do. I've been doing it so long, and we always end up coming up with new ideas or different ideas or things we wanted to tackle 10 years ago but never had the chance to because we were doing other stuff. So that's how I approach it pretty much.
So mine is more so like I read articles a lot. I mean, I read pretty much a buttload of articles on different things in geek culture. And every once in a while, something catches my eye and I'm like, maybe there's something to this idea.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I guess that's kind of where the genesis of this topic idea came from.
Right.
Was the fact that I spend an awful lot of time online between my job and between, you know, GeekCast Radio and between just everything. So for me, like, I mean, obviously pop culture takes a big chunk of that, or right, just ideas in general of, you know, things that I'm interested in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you can attest, as time has gone on, I will randomly be like, hey, by the way, I'm into this now.
Yep.
And then I'll theme a bunch of crap, or I'll start like gathering mementos to customize, or weird creative ideas that may be a temporary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Point in case. Like, I've always been into all of the franchises that I have things from, like Power Rangers, Transformers, Star Trek. Transformers and Star Trek are like my top two tier items. Like, I like, you know, certain characters from certain things, like a Spider-Man, you know, like the 94 series and then the Tobey Maguire films. And then, you know, Power Rangers up through certain points and then kind of randomly throughout. Batman the Animated Series, Justice League Unlimited. So, I mean, there's certain elements that kind of come into play in all of these different things. And so, like, in the past, we've done themed logos or theme thing, you know, spotlights on the website. Mm-hmm. You know, Turtles, Batman, just all of those different franchises. We've done top 100s for Transformers. We've done, I mean, there's so much geek culture that kind of plays into a lot of the, not only the content we pick, but some of the other content that kind of randomly flows into it. Like, cause mm-hmm. we spend a lot of time just going, what do we want to talk about? It's like Pinky in the Brain. It's like, gee, brain, what do we want to do tonight? I don't know. Try and take over the world. It's like, mm-hmm. what do we want to do tonight? I don't know. Let's go talk about something pop culture related. And then we go dig something up.
We go fossilizing like the old Jurassic Park days. And it's funny, you know, you mentioned Pinky and the Brain, and, you know, what do you want to do tonight, Pinky? I don't know. Like you said, my first thought was when you said we go back and forth is like the vultures from the Jungle Book animated. What you want to do? I don't know. What you want to do? Now, don't start that again. So what you want to do? Like, oh, man. Yeah, but, like, we always, you and I always just bounce stuff off of each other, or, like I said, you'll have the genesis or this kernel of an idea, and that will get me thinking on how we could execute it, and the next thing you know, I've got the next 2 years of our lives planned out via podcasting. In order to write up that article, which hopefully by the time people hear this will actually be published, I actually have gone through the first 100 episodes of MWire. And there are actually than 100. I haven't listened to them. I've just gone through all the posts.
That's nuts.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Well, because I wanted a part of the write-up that I was going to do was I was going to show people, like, look, here's a photo of my DVD shelf from 2009-2010, and here's a list of all the episodes that we did that are basically either my DVD shelf or, at the time, your DVD shelf, and we just kind of mixed and matched and whatever. And I'm going through, looking through all these, and I'm like, the original MWire schedule was some of it was almost completely different than what episode 82 originally was supposed to be Fast and Furious. We never did Fast and Furious on MWire. Episode 82 was actually The Money Pit with Shelley Long and Tom Hanks there. So it's funny to see how the original idea of me setting up the first one, because the first 100 episodes was going to be the first 2 years of Movie Week in Review. And just going back and looking at that original schedule and seeing what we actually did was like, holy crap. But I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, you get certain ideas or certain notions in your head or certain whatever, and then, you know, you just run with it and see if it works. And if it works, it works. And you keep sticking to what works, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because for me, like, a lot of the creativity comes from just shows we've watched, but it's also just what I can do with some of the things. Like, I've customized half my Transformers in some way, shape, or form. I've customized a couple of Power Rangers by printing add-ons. I've customized Star Trek by printing ships that don't exist. And when I say don't exist, I mean, there's no... Well, I mean, they exist on, like, 3D models and on TV, but they don't exist as far as a physical, you know, representation of it that you can purchase. And so, like, printing them is the next best thing. And honestly, I've learned through creativity, you can often create something better than what the inspiration was.
Yeah.
Depending. I'm still working on, like, you know, a 3D print of Beast Machine Megatron. I got to redo some of the files so it prints properly. But, but I mean, and then there's the other thing of, you know, website maintenance. Something I'm dealing with right now. I've moved our site multiple times. I started off, I think, well, originally I was hosted with iPowerWeb, which became iPower, which then we started having issues with and went to Media Temple, which was a huge jump in cost. Yep. But it was worth it because it worked. And then GoDaddy bought it. And so we moved to Site5 or SiteGround.
Something like that, yeah.
It was like Site5. And they migrated the site. The site bombed on impact. So I literally was in my 30-day window, and I had to cancel it and go right back to Media Temple. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was lacking a lot of features. There was a lot of stuff that was not working right. You know, GoDaddy had fully taken charge of it. And then so I moved us to 1&1, which I remember seeing in like computer magazines and old comic books. And I was like, okay, this, you know, seems like a sure bet. And then Ionis bought them.
Yeah.
And it went to crap. So now we've switched to Hostinger, which is not only cheaper, but they've also created their own dashboard and everything's so user-friendly and add-on, and like it scans the website for, you know, malware. It scans it for updates. It allows you to install like object caching, CDN stuff, like, and it makes it effortless that you don't have to deal with it. Like, you literally click a button and it just works instead of trying to find where it's at.
Yeah.
I've managed to migrate all of the emails from all the domains on the hosting account. I've managed to migrate Geekcast Radio, which is not fun to migrate.
And after 15 years and over 4,000 pieces of audio content or more. Well,
the amount of files like on the back end is like compressed is about 6 gigs. And then the database is pretty hefty too.
Yeah.
I have to say. And I'm going to do some maintenance on it once I get done doing all of the crap I'm doing. But yeah, I'm kind of waiting to see how this turns out. I mean, so far so good on Hostinger. I mean, I haven't had a red flag and it's been up there a week.
Yeah.
Whereas Site5, I was up there for less than a day and it already went like kaput. So I'm finishing migrating. I'm moving some of the sites over. And then Kevin, of course, you know, I don't know if I relayed it properly or if it just got missed, but like he was writing an article and half of it didn't make it over in the transfer.
Yeah.
Luckily, I hadn't canceled the account. Well, I don't have it backed up in the sense of like I can act like I could go into the database thing, but the problem is like you can't pull out that kind of information.
Okay.
So I would have had to have imported it into a new WordPress install or something. And thankfully, because I have the old WordPress install, it just wasn't associated with the domain. And right. I still had my personal domain on the account.
Yep.
I was able to move it to a subdomain. I had to go into the database, edit it, and then give it time to reset. And then it worked. And I was able to log in and get the information needed. But it was just, it was like, to get it to work. And then I did that with some of the other subdomains. So like I had Dark Glass Project and, Future Imperfect websites, and I'm going to port those over too, but I'm going to do it a little bit differently. But I just want to kind of preserve them more than anything else.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm porting those over. But yeah, so I had to move those to subdomains of my personal website just so that I could get them active again, because I'd already moved the domains over.
Right.
I have and that's the thing too. Like I used to have all the domains wherever I could get them cheapest. And I know I've kind of devolved from creativity to just site maintenance, but it's kind of tied in.
We'll get back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had them all over the place. And then I was like, this is madness trying to remember the passwords for all these different sites. And then I had some hosted on Ionis, and then they were jacking the price up for domain privacy. And I'm like, well, time to move. And then, so I moved them to Google domains and had them there for a number of years. And then Google's like, by the way, we're selling our domain business to Squarespace.
Oh,
and which that's par for the course with Google. And then so I contact or I got an email randomly like soliciting from WordPress.com, and they're like, we see what's going on with domains, you know, from Google to Squarespace. Transfer your domains now to WordPress.com and we'll give you a free year. And it's the same cost as what Google's pricing was. And it included all the stuff that Google had. And I was like, slam dunk, let's do it.
Yep.
So like I'm managing them all from like WordPress.com and then pointing them to the domain or the host. But I love it when it works. I hate it when it doesn't, because like I got to refigure out how to do everything. But but again, that's expanding the creativity of knowing like
what to do, when works. To do it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. When to do it, how it works, you know, how to tweak it, how to make it all do what it needs to do. But it's also going to allow me to, with this new setup, and this ties into the creativity with the website, I'm going to be able to remove a lot of excess plugins, because some of it's built into this host and I don't need them.
Right.
And then on top of it, because I'm going for less bloated, we have some plugins that are as old as the website itself, that either are in sore need of maintenance. And when I say that, I mean, there's, for instance, the plugins or, the podcasting side of things.
Okay.
I'm not kept up on those. And it's been a weird like past 8 years.
Yeah.
Layoffs and all that other crap and job changes. Like it was so much stabler before that. But I had more time to dedicate to it, I guess I should say. And then because a lot of these things have gotten bigger too, a lot of the companies that produce these plugins, they've gotten more spammy, more adware in them, bigger program. Like I don't need all these fancy things added in. I just need it to work.
Yeah.
And we're going to be making some changes with our podcast hosting at some point as well. As soon as I get all of the website stuff rounded out, it's probably going to take me a little bit of time, but the goal is to move them sooner than later. And once I do that, I'm going to dump the posts on the website and re-import them under a different method so that it's cleaner in the back end, it's cleaner in the front end, and all of the episodes will work.
Okay.
Basically, the plan I've been trying to do for the last couple of years that I haven't had the time to actually enact, this will allow me to do it, but it'll also allow it to be cleaner. And we're going to take back control. We're not going to have ads.
Yay. Come back, so, folks. No ads. That, I mean, besides the ads that we put into it, but no.
Yeah, the ones that are baked in that are, you know, there from forever ago. I mean, and we'll have the option to do dynamic ad insertion too. And that's the thing I'm kind of looking at is, if we want to have certain ads, or we want to cross promote another podcast, or we want to, you know, or we have like a legitimate sponsor.
Yeah.
We can add it and remove it on our own whim and not have, you know, for a hour long episode, you know, 12 ads, or, you know, a 3 hour top 100, you know, 150 ads or whatever it is.
Okay. Well, since you said that, I will say, and I don't remember which one, it was either part four, five, or it was either parts 3, 4, or 5 of the top 100 Transformers characters countdown back in 2021. One of those shows is 4.5-5 hours long. And I'm not going to say who we currently use, but the current audio hosting website was like, yeah, this is almost five hours long. You need 25 ads in this one podcast. And I understand that for a time length of that magnitude, but for the fact of having an hour and a half to 2 hour show that this website wants you to have 12 ads in. And for me, I don't like when you say the dynamic insertion, do you specifically mean the auto generated ones, or do you mean the manual version?
Okay. So dynamic ad insertion is, you do have control with it. The thing is it's dynamically baked in. In other words, that slot that you set.
Okay. Gotcha.
Allows you to change the ad on a whim. Yeah. So we technically have dynamic ad insertion currently in the show. The problem is I have no control over what ad plays. And and I was looking at, you know, because, I mean, this crap pays for some of the plugin updates. It pays for, you know, hosting. It pays for the domains. It's not a whole heck of a lot, especially for the amount of ads that come out.
But at least it's helping us or helping.
Well, it's been free hosting and it's gotten me along to this point.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm to the point now I'm ready to break the ties with them because iHeart bought them.
Yes.
And I have connections with them now. So like I do understand part of the business. Like I do have connections with Town Square now. I do have connections in the world I live in.
Mm-hmm.
The main gripe I have is that iHeart likes to take over things and not make them better.
Yeah.
Or claim that they're the best or the first or the sole location for something because they buy up the competition. They claim all these things.
Yep.
And again, I'm not slighting them in that sense. Like I do think that they tend to toot their own horn a little higher than is necessary. But I've noticed with our current host, they've added a couple little things here or there, but I mean, for the most part, it's been the same platform since we've been signed on.
Yeah.
And in my mentality there, I don't like that. It shows a lack of growth and forethought. And I get that it's a small team and I'm not slighting anybody that works there. I'm just saying that there was a number of years ago when I worked for a different company and I gave them ideas as far as how to make their dashboard more intuitive, how to make it better, considering I was working in podcasting and I'd used multiple platforms.
Right.
I'd used Omni, I'd used SoundCloud, I'd used Spreaker, I'd used Blog Talk Radio, and so I was able to find all these elements to all these different hosts and say, I like this, I like this, I like this. I think all of these things would make an awesome dashboard. And so now I'm actively looking for that, but I'm also looking for something that's not going to break the bank and that I can have all the shows on it that's not going to be bandwidth, you know, like, oh, you had somebody listen to this episode, you know, a couple thousand times. We're going to charge you X amount of dollars, you know, which that's extremely hard in, or they have a file limit that you're allowed per month, which is ridiculous if you have a network, or they rip your head off for it. And so, like, that's been one of my major hesitations there. But the other thing is, again, the lack of creativity with the ads that are being played. I have a real conundrum, a real distaste for the type of ads that are being played in the program. And when I say that, I mean, we don't have the ability to say what ads are allowed because we're on the free program.
Right.
If we were not on the free program, we could dictate whatever we want. Like we could turn on certain features, turn off certain features and still do the dynamic. And technically I could stay put and just pay them.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that because we have 15 years of content.
Exactly.
Which is going to push us into their enterprise pricing. And so like the pre-rolls, like the max ads, like you have to put the maximum. They used to have one and now it's like two. For post-roll, pre-roll. And then you have to have so many mid-rolls. Yeah. And they have all these sensitive categories. So like the ones where people would be kind of upset if they played. So like pregnancy, sexuality, politics, illegal content, obviously like it says enable these to increase your revenue. No thanks. And then there's like a bazillion other plans of ads. And I'm trying to see what the breakdown is.
Well, you know, it's funny. Since you're looking for that, I'm going to talk about this. Like, okay, I understand completely now. When I hear dynamic ad insertion, I think automatic ad insertion. And that is, to me personally, that is the worst thing in the world. Because if we're in the middle of a podcast, or even if we're at the very beginning, go back to the beginning of this episode. Hello, welcome to Geekcast, blah, 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 blah. As soon as I make the introduction, if I don't have those ads done manually myself where I place them where I want them, it'll be like the first in under the first 5 minutes, it'll interrupt my voice saying, hi, would you like to buy some Cialis or whatever the hell. kind of thing. And I'm like, no. So now how I've done this is take ToyCast, for example. Most of the ToyCast toy collecting 42 question origin episodes, most of those episodes, because most of them are male guests, or we've had some female guests that are toy collectors, but most of it is just us guys. And we talk for 2 to 3 to 4 hours about certain things and about toy collecting and whatever else. So I will take all the podcast ads that I've gotten over the last 16 years of my podcasting career here, and I will pick like 5 or 6 of them. And throughout that, I will bury the dynamic ad insertion into those, so it's not interrupting the flow of the conversation of the topic of the pod. There's nothing, as a podcast listener, there's nothing I hate more than getting the conversation interrupted by
Kid. Yes. Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe, from the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunched series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kit?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
Soundwave, jam that transmission!
Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rat Bat, Eject, Operation Interference.
No, there will be no Operation Interference. I am TFG1 Mike, and you should be listening to my very first podcast, the TFG1 Podcast. 24 episodes covering the entire U.S. run of the 1984 Transformers cartoon. I also have a few supplemental episodes and an interview with Stan Bush. I bring in guest hosts who will be full-time co-hosts in Steve Megatron and fan of the show, now co-host Pecan Court Michael. So check out the TFG1 Podcast. You can find it on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Transform and roll out.
Hey, would you like to buy this? No. This is why I've always had the sound effects for the longest time of the old ABC thing. After these messages, we'll be right. Whatever. So that way people know, hey, look, you're still getting our opinions and the content that we're giving you, except we have to put ads in it, but we're not going to have you go through suffering of whatever.
Yeah.
You found what you're looking for?
So this is just an example. And mm-hmm. I've also got it on good authority that podcast advertising is not doing so hot right now. I have heard it from their own mouth because people mm-hmm. were like, yeah, our ad revenue sucks. Because they were they're unveiling. I mean, they're trying to get people to move over to a new way to monetize your content.
Right.
And it's by, they're like, oh, we all want to explore. And it's funny that I talk about this because they're bringing it up right on the dashboard right now while I'm looking at this.
Mm-hmm. AI.
It says, we all want to explore new ways to monetize, right? Recurring incomes through membership, selling exclusive episodes, or giving early access to episodes. These are just examples of how your supporter club can help earn income beyond ad revenue. And of course, they've got multiples of these things, and they invited me to, you know, do the message thing with them, and I understand it, I get it. Like my thought process on this is, I'm not a fan of forcing people to listen in that mm-hmm. manner. I personally don't subscribe to any supporter club, Patreon. I don't do it for any podcast. It doesn't matter who it is. I don't do it. And it's more so because I have a million other things I'd rather spend money on that I can physically have in my hand. And my, like, I listen to podcasts, but my outlet is not, like, that's not my, I don't pay for subscriptions in general. Like, that's more so where it comes from. Like if I really loved a show and, you know, they're like, eh, it's $2 a month or something, I'd be like, eh, that's a drop in the bucket. Who cares? But, but like their initial price suggestion was $9.99 a month. And I'm like, there's no way in heck that anybody's going to pay us that. And then two, like the amount of ads that are in here,
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't make sense. So last month, and I'm watching like the amount that's coming in from these ads dropping monumentally month over month this year. And I can attest to that because I work in marketing and I've seen every business is like, just like people, inflation's hit everybody. Mm-hmm. And everybody's tightening the wallet and trying to measure what actually makes sense. And so last month we had like 16% of other, which I don't know what that includes. And they use like an IAB rating, which is like internet, you know, something broadcasters. It's whatever their certification thing is. There's 15% for uncategorized. There's 29% for gambling casino, which I have a huge issue with because like some of our programming, like I don't know if a teenager's listening to this. I don't know if somebody that's, you know, actually dealt with gambling issues in their life.
Yeah.
And it's not like I have a real issue with that. And so to me, like I've even had people that have tried to solicit like, oh, can we post an article on your website? Blah, blah, blah. Like guest posting. And I'm like, okay, well, here's the stipulations. Here's the price. And I never hear from them again.
Yep.
Because I know that they want to post crap like this. And so, because I'm pretty firm on it, I have a cookie cutter email and I fire it off every single time. And then I never hear from them. And I kind of expect that. And if, you know, on the off chance, they're like, hey, we'll do that. I'm like, okay, well, let's see what you do. Most of our guest articles have been from organizations that are like, we're not paying for them. They're not paying us. It's just, it's a mutual content thing and they're not linking to anything, you know, soliciting or horrible. So anyways, some of the other categories are like business, nursing, air travel, you know, investing, grocery stores, auto parts, you know, random stuff. Like, some of the stuff I don't really care. Like, but the gambling casino thing irritates me to no end. So then I looked at, and that was for last month. This month, granted, the revenues dropped massively since last month. We have 32% in uncategorized, whatever that is. We have 15% in other, whatever that is. And then there's like a whole gamut of breakdowns that are like a percent or less than a percent or less than two. And then we have credit, debt, and loans for 8%. We have gambling and casino for 8%, which dropped massively since the previous month. Immigration, which is 5%, nursing and business. So like I'm kind of like, I'm a little.
It's a head scratcher.
Yeah. And I don't know how they categorize this. I know it's based on how much, you know, inventory they have to sell of certain things. And I realize this is how they pay for the free hosting. But at the same token, like I just don't, it doesn't align with the brand. And that's what. And I didn't realize, and this is another creativity thing, I didn't realize until I was doing marketing and we have a brand standards guide.
Yep.
The reason why I'm so like against certain things with Geekcast Radio is because in my mental, you know, compartments, I have a brand standards. And if things don't align with what I've created in the past or things that kind of go with that mold or that design, it irritates me.
Yeah.
Especially because I've designed, you know, 95% of the graphics on the website.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You've done so much hard work over the last 15, 16.
And then you've been the editor. And so that's like your creative outlet too, because you get to kind of screw with us sometimes.
Hey, now, wait a second here. Well, that's the thing. Like, and that's how we've always approached the website, the network between the two of us is we, you know, you're the website, you know, all that stuff. And I've learned a bunch of stuff over the last X number of years and everything else. And we just kind of split it up and we figure it out. And, you know, the creative side of podcast editing is like, I'll say, like I said earlier, when I was going to insert the clip from the Nickelback thing, or I'll say this, or I'll say that, or you'll start boiling them and mash them and I'll go get Barney Megatron clip or something or other, or I'll throw a Joker clip in there or something, or
I love you, shut up bitch, I'm not done,
whatever like joke we make at the time during the recording of the episode, as long as I remember to reference it later, I will always throw stuff in. And then the creativity part with the ad insertion is like, oh god, because I like with the current thing that we're using with them wanting 9 to 12 ads per one hour and a half episode. I'm like, okay, how can I bury this? And most of the time, I actually intentionally leave in when I'm editing the shows. Like, if I put the Altered Geek ad, which we need a new one of those at some point, here, and then I put a Beyond the Night ad, or I put a TFG1 podcast ad next to it, I will intentionally have probably a half or one full second of silence between those two ads, or I will find a way to get them to blend together, to meld, so that way, when I go to place the ad that the website hosting the host of the files wants on the whatever, I can place it just right so it doesn't actually interrupt the podcast ad that I've already placed in there because it's one crazy thing when it comes to creativity with audio and writing stuff and all this and all that. And but damn, it just, yeah, it's, a lot has changed in the last 15, 16, 17 years.
Yeah, I mean, I try to do as much as humanly possible for all of the different, you know, aspects I know I need to get done. Like, I'm still sitting on a altered track because I've just lacked the creative mental stability lately, which I actually may do when I'm on my next work trip, just so I get something accomplished and I have like nothing to do in that evening.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of at this point where I'm like trying to get my foot back in everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Creativity with me, folks, when it comes, as long as I have it, I always start out with a title, whatever it is, whether it's a story, a poem, a podcast, or whatever. I start with a title, and then I just go from there, and whatever happens, happens. You know, so that's usually how my creativity goes, and my creativity is essentially coming up with podcast ideas and just editing that stuff afterward. We've done the conversation, and then obviously the writing. I don't know what it was, but in 2019, I know what it was. It needed something different. I wanted to do something different. So I figured, I used to write a bunch of stuff for the website all the time. Why don't I start doing that again? And why don't I set myself a goal? And I'm like, oh, God, a goal. Great. Keep moving those posts, Tom Brady. Gotcha. But it's one of those things where I was like, oh, let me see if I can do 365 days daily blogging. I think 2019 I ended up with something like 56 or 60 days out of 365. I brought it back in 2021. I kind of missed out on 2022. And then I got, I think, another 70 days for 2023, but it's basically the whole point behind TFU and Mike 365 is the original idea was I sit down at like 5-6 a.m. every morning. I check various things, if I have an idea, if there's a topic, if there's a news thing I want to give my opinion on or whatever, and I just write something once a day for 365 days from January 1st to December 31st. And so far in 2024, it's going slower than it has in the past. I can tell you that. It's not that I don't have the ideas. It's just, again, like you were saying with 8 years and life and moves and everything else. And I say this all the time. Life comes before podcasting, before writing. Whatever happens, happens. And you got to just deal with it. And yeah, you... I think I've got day one, two. I think I've got the first 5 days written of the year, and I've gotten like day 10, day 15, day 25, day 50. And the other thing with this is, I've always, quote unquote, lived my life online. Everybody knows what's going on with me at some point or another, whether it's something serious, good, bad, ugly, whatever. And I've been dealing with since 2019, having to have had brain surgery and all this and all that and everything else. And I'm just like, okay, well, how can I write this up? And what's it And so, yeah, I mean, it's just continuing to be creative and wanting to be creative, but also needing the inspiration to find that thread and just pull it and just go for it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think like a lot of it just, like I said, it just happens to be like where we are in our geek culture at that moment.
Yep.
To kind of decide where we're going. Like I'm having just as much fun conversing and recording podcasts as screwing around with 3D prints and models and creating custom figures out of stuff. And I'm currently working on some that I cannot speak of yet.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's the same way with me. And one of the reasons, and I've said this before in other shows, I don't know if it's been said here on Geekcast Radio in a while, but one of the reasons we've always had, ever since 2013, when the pullback went into full swing, I created the comic reading origins back then, and I've expanded that almost every couple of years, and we've now got comics, cartoons, Transformers, Masters of the Universe, what else? Podcasting. We've got like 7, 8, 9, 10 different origins things where it's either 30 questions. Most of the time it's 30 questions because that's usually a good hour and a half to 2 hour show. And, you know, it's just discussing this stuff with people and getting their stories and getting the stories of any and all fans that I can and that we can and stuff. And that happened, like, I went into that full swing in 2019 and 2020 during when the pandemic started because I needed to do something different. I needed to do something that wasn't, like, as much as I love doing the review shows and as much as I love doing the schedules and seeing how long it'll take us and everything else, by 2019, 2020, I was just like, okay, it's time to flip a switch somewhere. And ever since then, I've been going hog wild on these origins things, and it's been a blast, and all this and all that, and it's like, Yeah, creativity is, you gotta be in the right mindset for certain amounts of it, and yeah, good creativity, like I said before, to quote Ryan and Mike from Nickelback, comes on the cusps of chaos. So I think we're going to go to a quick ad break. You're going to hear some ads and some other stuff, and we'll come back to close the show right after this.
Nuts! Nuts! Get your nuts! We got all kinds of nuts. Brazil nuts. Walnuts.
Get your hands off my nuts.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The Geekcast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Hey Jared, I have this idea for a new show for the network.
What is it?
You know how I liked the 1990s comic book series, The New Warriors?
Yeah, yes. Yep.
And you know how at the Long Boss Crusade we're trying to get the YouTube channel going?
Yes, also correct.
Well, thanks. So, how about you and me do a live stream show about the New Warriors? You've never read the books before, and I have them, and so that's a great setup. We could give it a catchy name, like Come Out to Play. Don't you think that's the greatest idea?
Sure, Delvin. That's a great idea. Just one question.
Yeah?
Why do you have me dangling off this ledge, holding me by only one arm?
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll get it soon. I hope. Come Out to Play, a New Warriors podcast, comes to you live on YouTube every second Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Longbox Crusade channel. If you can't watch it there, we replay them on the Long Box Crusade Network podcast feed, available anywhere podcasts can be found. We invite you to come along for the ride, or in other words, New Warriors, come out to play, yay!
Podcast. A comic book podcast that actually talks about comics.
Yep, each week we open the shop up and read and discuss a comic.
Sometimes we pair that up with comic book movies or TV shows.
Or not. Lots of times it's just comic books and sound effects.
Oh yes, definitely lots of sound effects.
So tune in on all the major podcasting platforms to The Last Comic Shop Podcast, or check out our library of evergreen shows at www.lastcomicshoppodcast.com.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe Podcast, from the universe and beyond.
Hi, welcome to Up Nerd. What is Up Nerd? Up Nerd is a podcasting network of shows hosted by me, The Uneven Flow. People have told me I like to talk at them about a pretty wide range of topics, comics, games, movies, books, whatever. And now I'll be able to talk at you. Along with the weekly show will be two bi-weekly shows. First we have Fine You Pick, a show where one host picks a movie, then both hosts have to watch it. Then the next episode, the other host picks the movie. Each show will have a breakdown of why it is that movie was picked by that host, after which will be a discussion about what it is we just watched. Lastly, we have the show Top 3, Bottom 3. Similarly to Fine You Pick, one host picks a television series, and the next week, the pick alternates to the other host. Here, the episodes of the show are chosen by the top 3 episodes and the bottom 3 episodes, as rated on IMDb.com. Yes, this is probably the worst way to watch and review a television show, and yes, that's the idea. On our shows, I'll detail out how you can suggest things for us to watch, you can reach out and talk with the hosts, and maybe even appear on an episode. I hope you'll join me for this exciting new podcast adventure. I swear, we're going to make it more than 8 episodes.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car, car.
Download this show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Nuts! Nuts! Get your nuts! We got all kinds of nuts. Brazil nuts. Walnuts.
Get your hands off my nuts.
All right, folks, we are back here on GeekCast Radio, only on the GeekCast Radio Network. Steve Megatron, anything you want to say, anything you want to promote, anything before I run through the closing, sir?
No, I don't think so. I'm just, I think it's cool how we've been around for 15 years now.
Yup, yup. June 1st is the 15th anniversary. Holy crap. And the one thing I'll say about the advertising and the podcasting and the dynamic and everything else, and what you were saying earlier about certain subscription services and things like that, like, I pay 2 creators on Patreon for stuff, but that's because I get physical items from them for a certain amount of time of my membership kind of thing. But podcasting to me has always been... You can go on your iDevice or your Android device or your PC or your Mac or your Linux, whatever the hell, and you can find whatever podcast you want for free. It's like radio. It's just like turning on the radio kind of thing to me. So I have never done the whole thing of, hey, pay me, and more power to the people to do that. That's fine. That's on them. If they want to do that, that's great. But because podcasting is my main thing that I do all the, like, unless I'm sleeping, I'm probably doing something with podcast. It's like Jimmy. It's like Jimmy Fallon says in Fever Pitch, Red Sox, sex, and breathing. Similar, you know, you put in podcasting instead of sex for me in this case or whatever. Like, you know, it's the same thing. Like, that's all that I'm around here to do kind of thing that I'm doing and whatever else. So I do not have a thing of, oh, if you pay me $1 or $2 or $7 or $27 to get this episode 4 days earlier than somebody else. No, I'm going to release it when I'm going to release it. And because I do so many podcasts, like, we've got so much content that it would make no sense to get a certain episode from a certain show earlier than others. And again, I'm not trying to knock anybody else down that does that. Hey, that's all well, good, and fine. I just don't see the incentive for us to have people pay us. And like you said earlier, who's going to pay us for our opinion for a 30-minute or an hour and 30-minute show? Like, we're going to give our opinion anyway.
Yeah, and that's kind of my gripe is, yeah, I would rather, like, I do this for fun. Like, if I make something off it, great. If I get freebies from it, great. But, I mean, ultimately, I'm not trying to, like, everybody's hurting with these blasted subscriptions. I definitely see where people are having an issue.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, folks. Altered Geek, I'm sure we'll have a new episode of that at some point. All Things Transformers, as soon as they announce something that we actually want to talk about, we'll have an episode of that. Because we just did an episode of that recently, and yeah. Other shows on the network, we've got Marku 42, as of this recording, just released their 375th episode, so congratulations to them. They were talking about all things X-Men and X-Men 97 for the first 7 episodes of the 10-episode series. I have not listened to that yet, but I will soon.
You actually go outside in these things? What would you prefer? Yellow spandex?
Almost forgot.
Oh, am I going to war or a circus?
What'd you expect? Black leather?
There's going to be more toy casts. There's going to be more pull bags. There's going to be more... I know you know this, and I'm sure I've mentioned this to the listeners multiple times in the last 15, 16 years. Usually my process is from January 1st to October 31st, I will do as much as I can, and then once Halloween hits, I will slow it down. Well, at the end of 2023, I spit everything up on Studio 2009. We had 17 episodes released in like a month and a half. I don't know what the hell was going on. It was crazy, but it's fun. It's always fun. It's always great to talk to you and talk to other people that we know and get ideas and bounce off of each other and everything else. And you can catch us on geekcastradio.com, folks. You can check us out on any and all the podcasting clients that are out there now. We're on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, at Geekcast Radio. I am at TFG and Mike, and you are?
At SCP-21.
So until next time, unleash the geek in you, and we will see you later.
Nuts! Nuts! Get your nuts! We got all kinds of nuts. Brazil nuts, walnuts.
Get your hands off my nuts.